Good morning, Medford. This is The Fish and the Schmalkinator, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nice. That was so good.
Yeah, so we had to open up with some Rihanna.
Yeah, so we're here, our first topic of conversation, and actually we did plan these out last night.
Yeah.
This is a planned show.
Zoe came to my room and we were like, oh my god, it's the show tomorrow, like, what do you want to talk about?
For real. And our first topic is... the Super Bowl.
So yeah, we opened up with... that was... wait, which Rihanna song?
Fell in Love.
Oh, yeah.
What did we just listen to?
Oh, yeah. Are you guys even listening?
This song is so good, though.
Yeah, now for some background music, we're doing some more slow-ry, a.k.a. Take a Bow.
I don't know if you guys, like, felt the same way, but for me, I was like, yeah, Rihanna's great. Like, she's great, whatever. Actually, to preface the Super Bowl.
Preface, please.
Well, as a group. To get ready for the Super Bowl, we went to a laser show at the planetarium.
Yeah. Plug this.
At the Museum of Science in Boston, Massachusetts. And we saw a Rihanna show.
A Rihanna light show in a planetarium dome.
It was crazy. And at that moment, I realized how many good songs she has. Like, honestly, her discography.
Good word. Good word.
Good word. But like, what's
discography?
Discography. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's really impressive, and I kind of forgot about that because she has at least like 20 songs that I just love.
Yeah.
And I just forgot about all of them somehow, and I think she's probably up there with like all my other favorite artists at this point.
And she's pregnant.
Let's talk about that because
yeah,
she's so impressive.
So
she
true.
Just does it all.
So true.
And like she just did it. Is she the first person to perform the Super Bowl halftime show pregnant? I don't know, maybe.
Like probably?
We'll say misinformation. We'll say for us, yes. Well, no misinformation. Sorry. But we really enjoyed the Super Bowl. Jane, who are you rooting for?
Honestly, I just wanted a good game.
And you got a good game.
Yeah.
It was a really good game. I personally was rooting for the Eagles, but I didn't have that much stake in it. Until that ref literally changed the whole game. Like, I was fine. I was like, hey, if the Chiefs win, like, whatever. It's fine. Like, you know, I'm not that mad. It was a really good game. It was really impressive. Like, there are a bunch of impressive plays. But then that ref really got me heated up.
Come on.
So it's whatever.
Yeah.
But Jane, did you enjoy? Do you watch football a lot?
Like, if it's on, I wouldn't consider myself like a huge football fan though.
Hmm. Yeah.
More there for the halftime show, commercials, and the food. Zoe, what kind of food did we get? Tell the crowd.
Oh yeah, let's tell the crowd. So basically, we're stressed. Like, everyone's busy.
Ah.
It's like 5 o'clock. Oh my god, guys, we gotta order the food. It's gonna take forever. What are we gonna do? Shout out Sophie Rubin, and I know she's listening.
Yeah,
Sophie Rubin. She said, I got this, guys. She ordered us a great spread from Domino's. She got us
Domino's.
A cheese pizza, a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
And 3 types of wings.
What types of wings? Tell me.
We had honey barbecue.
Yeah.
We had garlic parmesan.
Mm.
And we have buffalo. And then, what do we get for dessert, Jane?
Oh, that like cinnamon twist thing.
So good.
And you pour like the
frosting
on it.
Yeah.
Oh my
okay,
god.
Also, this is like my favorite Rihanna song.
Yeah, wait, let me log this. By the way, we're doing Spinatron today, so
every day.
If you want to check out what songs that we're playing, you can actually just look at Spinatron. I apologize, last week I forgot to do it because my girl Zoe wasn't here to remind me.
Yeah, that's on me, guys. But I'm feeling much better today.
Yeah, we're so glad.
I'm so healthy.
The fans actually contacted me. They were like, please make sure Zoe's going to feel better. I really missed her last time.
That's so nice, fans.
Yeah. They love you.
If you weren't here, Jane, the whole show would fall apart.
Wait, so Zoe, back to what we were talking about before. Which of the wings were your favorite?
Oh, sorry.
Just remind them of the three
okay,
choices.
Okay, honey barbecue, parmesan garlic, right? Parmesan garlic?
Yeah.
And
like, tell the colors, because the Parmesan garlic was kind of, like, whitish-yellowish.
Yeah. That sounds gross, though. It was good.
They should just get the full picture. That was my I liked it. That was my least favorite out of the three.
Same. My favorite was barbecue. I'm a sucker for barbecue. I will put barbecue sauce on anything.
Disagree. Buffalo sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
I just love barbecue sauce. I'm more of, like, a sweet tooth.
She likes it sweet. She's got a sweet tooth.
Honey barbecue was real good.
Real good.
What was any of your favorites, Buffalo? Rank them, though. Rank the three.
One, pepperoni pizza. Two, cheese pizza.
Overranking everything.
Yeah. Three, buffalo. Four, barbecue. Five, actually, no. Before the wings, but after the pizza, the cinnamon twist.
Yeah.
And then buffalo, barbecue, honey garlic parmesan.
Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Hey, cool.
This song is so good. Jane, okay, yeah. Just blast it first.
Yeah, you guys can listen to the song for a sec. We'll be back.
Everyone must stand alone. I
And we're back! So, Zoe and I thought we were being clever, but does anyone know what you think the theme of this little segment of our show is going to be?
What could it possibly be?
Think... Oh, yeah, you know this one. Think... think Rihanna and then Madonna, and we were just talking about the
Super
Bowl.
And it's not because they rhyme a little.
But, yeah, we're talking about Super Bowl halftime hits.
Mm-hmm.
Take over.
All right, so we're having a little bit of some technical.
Apologies. The microphone just slid off its course for a second, but we're back. So, yeah.
After the brief interlude. It's okay, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, so the correct answer was Super Bowl halftime hits.
Yeah, so... We're going to keep playing some halftime hits, and you guys can try to see if you remember that halftime show. Like, it's a little fun game for you guys, too.
True. What's the best halftime show you can remember?
I really like the Madonna one.
Yeah.
I really like the... Okay, Rihanna honestly might be my favorite.
Rihanna was good.
I did not like The Weeknd. Katy Perry was fun.
She did not like The Weeknd.
I did not. And I like The Weeknd, but, like, it was too experimental. Like... People just want a fun concert. We're watching the Super Bowl. Like, give us some entertainment.
Yeah, I've always heard that, like, when you go in person, the halftime show isn't
as
good.
Yeah.
Can anyone verify?
People are, like, blocked by it.
Yeah.
And it's just, like...
It's not meant to be a concert.
It is impressive how they, like, transform the field into...
Yeah.
Not so quickly. And then they have to put it back.
True. Yeah. So true, actually.
Because they're literally playing, like, the most important football game. Like, they have to make sure it's back and pristine.
Pristine.
And pristine.
Another good word. Yo, what is...
What's up with the good words this morning?
Yeah, for real. So, Zoe, what do you got going on today?
Today... Okay, so I'm here. I'll probably either go to the gym or go on a nice long walk. And then...
Yeah, wait. Pause.
Weather. Weather was another topic.
Yeah, not sure where everyone else is tuning in from, but here in Medford, Mass, the weather is 54 degrees and gonna go up to 61 today.
It is February 16th. And 16. This is crazy stuff. Yesterday it was really warm too.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. And tomorrow, high of 60.
Wow.
You know, I don't know what to think about it.
Yeah, kind of scary.
We're living in a different world.
Kind of scary. I know, on the walk over here, I saw like 5 people running by in like tank tops and shorts.
Like, why not? As they should.
This ain't February.
This is not. But I feel like what I've noticed is that the cold lasts longer. Like, it's warm now, but, like, I remember last year it was, like, cold, like, well, like, into May.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like everything's just kind of shifted. And, like, September's, like, really warm now. You know? I feel like everything's just, like, kind of shifted back.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's scary how quickly the weather changes. Like, what was it, 2 weekends ago? It was, like, the coldest it's ever been.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, incredibly hot.
They'll remember. We reported on that. This is,
Shakira.
Waka Waka. Shakira.
This was a good one. Was this Shakira and Beyonce?
Or
am I making that up?
Oh. Maybe.
Didn't they do one together?
Pretend.
Like when, what was it, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Bruno Mars?
Oh yeah, that's why one of the things on the sheets was, is Rihanna going to bring out a guest speaker?
Yeah, a guest speaker.
So, well, I guess
she brings out Obama
she
to
brings
be her
out,
first speaker.
She brings out us for our radio show.
We're her guest speakers.
Yeah.
I thought Jay-Z would be a good one.
Yeah.
But apparently he was there, just watching. He was a spectator.
Yeah, honestly, like, if I were a famous celebrity, like, once our radio show takes off in a few years, like,
yeah.
I'm not going to want everyone to just always want me to be performing. Like, sometimes
yeah, like, sometimes I just want to watch the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I would so, respect. Like, if I were a celebrity, that is something that I would always go to, the Super Bowl.
Bowl.
I
oh,
just think it would
good
be
question.
So fun.
What else would you do? What else? What other events would you always, like, Met Gala seems overrated, TBH.
Yeah, that seems stressful, because it's, like, a lot. It's, like, everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to be at that.
Oh, but, like, Grammys, like, Oscars,
yeah,
like, all those award shows. Love.
Totally.
Like, can you, like, when they say, oh, my God, this person won this award, and they're, like, they're not here to accept it, like, how do they not show up?
I know. Because they're above it.
Yeah.
What about, like, I would just love to sit, like, courtside at a basketball game.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's kind of sick. Or, like,
Olympics.
Go to the U.S. Open. Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Olympics would be sick.
Yeah.
We're very sports central in here, I guess.
Yeah.
And awards shows.
Yeah. And, like, any concert you want. Like, if you're a famous celebrity, you could just be, like, call up your favorite artist and be like, hey, I want a surprise at your tour, and like you can.
Yeah. So yeah. Cool. But then you're also a celebrity and like people recognize you everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Like you don't really own your life anymore.
That's why you gotta stick to radio.
Yeah.
Half these people have no idea what we look like. Once we start talking.
Actually like half though, because half of them are our family and friends.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. This is a good song, though.
Yeah. Let me bump it up. You guys can listen for a sec. We'll set a really good cue and be back in a couple minutes. Bruno Mars, also a great show.
Make me I'm sipping wine, sip. In a robe, trip. I look too good to be alone. Ooh. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the East Wing and the West Wing of this mansion. What's happening? I ain't playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from my heart. So if you're trying to lay in these arms, I'ma leave the door open. I'ma leave the door open, girl.
I'ma leave the door open, open.
That you feel the way I feel and you want me like I want you tonight, baby.
Tell me that you're coming.
If you smoke,
what you smoke?
I got the haze.
Purple haze.
And if you're hungry, girl, I got the lace. Ooh. Ooh, baby, don't keep me
waiting.
There's so much love we could be making.
Come on.
I'm talking kissing, cuddling, rose petals in the bathtub, girl, it's jumping.
Okay, so we're back with your favorite part of the show, the PSA. So today we're going to talk about something very important, ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders in the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do you in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. The end.
Really good PSA. When's the last time you were on a ladder, Zoe? She's thinking.
Can't remember. Do you remember?
No, but still important to note. As we were just going through the, global hits on Spotify right now,
mm-hmm.
The number one song is Flowers by Miley Cyrus. So we'll play that next. And here it is.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Me better.
Yeah, this is some Katy Perry for y'all.
Yeah, you guys remember her show? I do. Oh, also we had some corrections.
Please.
So basically, it got all mixed up. It was Beyonce and Bruno Mars. And, oh, I think we're getting a call.
All right, so we're getting a call.
Oh my God, someone's calling
someone's
in.
Someone's calling in. Let me see if I remember how to do this. Okay, so this one's calling in. Answer. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Caller, you're on air right now.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Who's this?
Who is this?
What's your name?
Emma Busolo.
Emma Busolo is calling in!
Hi, Emma Busolo. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Just had my first chemistry exam. I think it went well.
Good! We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
How was it? What was the hardest question?
Is that...
Well, actually, that's not really our vibe of the show. No need.
Yeah, if you listen, you would know.
I think it went well.
Good.
Good vibe.
So, what are you most excited for today?
I'm most excited for today because it's going to be really good weather. So, I'm excited for really good weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, just like good vibes to tan lines, you know?
Yeah, as it should be.
Sunscreen up. Yeah, just so that all of our listeners know, if you call in, we can answer you off station or on station. So anytime we ask questions, be like, feel free to let us know. You actually can let us know. Just call in just like this, and we'll let you know if you're on air, mm-hmm. obviously.
And this is so fun for us.
Yeah.
We love another voice in the studio.
So fun.
Yep.
In the studio.
I'm going to do this every time.
Well, that's pushing it, Emma Busolo.
Next time, I'll join with my co-partner, Nina Forrest.
Your co-chem partner.
Yep.
Well, this is the question we're going to ask all our callers. What was your favorite Super Bowl halftime show?
Uh-huh. Only the question for today.
My favorite Super Bowl halftime show? That's a really hard question because, like, I don't really know. But I'm going to say Rihanna because...
Good.
She did really well.
That's fair.
She did. She so did.
She did a great job. All while pregnant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even better. By the way, listeners, while we were playing music for you guys when we were off air, Zoe was like, Jane, I'm kind of hungry. And I was like, Zoe, me too, a little bit. You want to go to Kindleton after this? And she was like, yeah, let's go to Kindleton. So if any of you listeners...
Bagels. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. At the story for another time. If any of you listeners are like, oh my gosh, I like love their voices so much, but I just want to meet them in person, you know where we'll be in the flesh right after this.
Oh my God.
Yep. All right, we're gonna play some more music. So, Emma Busolo, thank you for calling in.
Bye, Emma.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Can you hang up on us? Cause I don't know how to do it. Okay. And she's gone.
I don't ask for much. I really don't, girl. I just want what's fair. Look here. I'll bring that fire and desire, baby. All you gotta do is this. All you gotta do is meet me halfway there. I deserve to be with somebody as fly as me. Somebody this fly. And you deserve to be seen with somebody.
like a lover. Oh, 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 oh.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you beat the cash, I beat a rubber band. You beat a match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Chipped off, you are the joke. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling,
gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
I need a love, I need a fire, babe. If I'm the blunt, you could be the lighter, babe. Fire it up, writer, baby, you could be the quota. If I'm the lyric, baby, you could be the note. Chord, that saint, I'm a sinner. Pies, I'm a winner, and it's you. What did I do to serve that paper, baby? I beat a pen. Say I am the one, cause you are a 10. Really not pretend. Even when the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. So put your pretty little hand in. Even when I'm down to the wire, even when I do or die, we can do it, baby, shiver the day.
So that was my favorite song, ATM. I think we played it a few weeks back. But
yeah.
I just think it's so good. Like, I think every single part of it is just, it gets you feeling. And his voice is like butter.
Butter. His voice is like butter.
Smooth like butter.
Quoted
smooth
that.
Like butter.
Called Sure Thing, Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
That's Zoe's favorite song at the moment. My favorite song at the moment, kind of a different vibe, but
that's okay.
It's called In the Kitchen by Renee Rapp.
This song is so good.
This song,
her voice is actually like butter.
Yeah. We're not even gonna talk, and I'm gonna bump it because this song is so good. Here it is.
When I walk in the kitchen, my heart hits the floor. Cause it's you that I'm missing. Still see a vision of us cooking dinner. And you holding me from behind. And you say, please be careful. The knife is so big and we can't have another ER trip. We're too young, too dumb, too in love to afford it. Now it's just me and 100 square feet of bittersweet memories. Deleted the playlist, but I still hear all your favorite melodies. Strangers to lovers to enemies. So I'll dance with your ghost in the living room, and I'll play the piano alone. But I'm too scared to delete all our videos, cause it's real once everyone knows. Could don't try this at home. The couch that we sat on back in New York has made its way 3,000 miles to LA. This pillow's been talking, asking me where the hell you been. Told me you love me 2 weeks in, and I knew I would fall for you over and over. But who would have known that the falling would come to an end? But now it's just me and 100 square feet, bittersweet memories. Deleted the playlist, but I still hear all your favorite melodies. Strangers, lovers, enemies. So I'll dance with your ghost in the living room, and I'll play the piano alone. But I'm too scared to delete all our videos, 'cause it's real once everyone knows. You could have at least shown me some decency.
Yeah, so that was my favorite song at the moment.
So good.
She just has such a
You should
great voice.
Remind the people who she is, because they might know her in a different context.
Oh, yeah, Renee Rapp. You might know her from... She was Regina George on Mean Girls in Broadway. And she was Leighton in Sex Lives of College Girls. And
so she's very successful. And she's only, like, what, like 20?
She's like our age, yeah.
I think she's our age.
Yeah, she's queen. Lately I've been on my 2000s boy bands.
Why not?
Yeah.
Like it.
But yeah, we've only got about 5 more minutes of the show, so
But you'll be in good hands next, so we're good.
Oh yeah, for sure. Stay on, listen to Rosano Radio next up, and have a great day. Please get outside.
It's so beautiful.
Enjoy
out.
The weather.
It's a little eerie.
It is eerie. Don't let it be fooled. Don't be fooled by the nice weather.
Don't let it get you.
Because
but you can
earth.
Still enjoy it.
It's your earth too. For real.
It's all ours.
But yeah, we hope everyone has a great day, a great weekend. If you have time off,
It's a holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend. 3 days for most people. It's a Tufts holiday, so all of our Tufts fans enjoy Monday off.
And we're
yeah.
celebrating the presidents.
Yeah. Wait, what's the origin of President's Day?
I'm pretty sure it's George Washington's birthday.
Yeah. Cool.
That might be wrong, though. I feel like that's what it is.
Yeah.
And we just celebrate our presidents now.
Yeah, that was another topic of combo. Best holidays in February. Valentine's Day, President's Day.
Super Bowl Sunday.
But sometimes Super Bowl's in January.
Oh,
but
is it?
But this year, February.
Yeah.
Leap year.
Is that a holiday? Leap day.
Yeah.
Sure. But no one really celebrates it when it happens. Everyone's just like, it's just a normal day.
Yeah.
It is kind of weird that some years there's just, like, an extra day.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. And everyone's just, like, okay with it.
For real.
But mine is probably the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl? Yeah, agreed.
You know, because February is kind of a difficult month. Like, there's not much going on. It's kind of, it's cold. Like, you need those holidays to break it up.
So true.
And it's like the end of the real holiday season. So you're like, oh, what are we looking forward to now?
It's just like cold, but no like Christmas lights anymore.
Yeah.
But it's not cold these days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to round it out. But remember, this is a every week show. So we'll be here next week.
Next week at 9 a.m.
You want to do the honors?
And this is the Schmelkinator and the Fish. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a great day.
I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Oh.